let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It was the first home makeover series of its kind and launched a generation of shows to follow in the television home design category. TV's groundbreaking Emmy-nominated designed reality show, Trading Spaces, premiered in 2000, quickly becoming must-see TV, ran until December 2008, relaunched last year, once again must-see TV, and now back for Season 10 on TLC, premiering March 16th at Eastern Pacific. And back as host is Paige Davis, Emmy-nominated host, dancer, Broadway star. At 13, Paige found her mother's West Side Story album, and she's been dancing and entertaining ever since. The author of a New York Times bestseller, Page by Page, A Year of Trading Spaces, recently playing God in An Act of God, directed by Marsha Mason, the first woman to play the role. And back, of course, hosting TLC's Trading Spaces, Season 10, Paige Davis with us on This Week in America. Hi, Paige. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. What an intro. Thank you so very much.
What a series. So glad this is back. In fact, I was thinking about it. It was hard to imagine Trading Spaces was actually gone for 10 years. Seems like just yesterday, Hildy was decorating the walls with hay, and then the show's gone for a little while. Now, as a viewer, the show was comfortable when you came back, old friends together again, really never missed a beat. Did it feel that way for you and the others as well?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I would have said. It really felt like we had never been apart, and it felt just like we hadn't ever stopped.
You know, it's interesting.
Right back into our same mode as we always had.
Yeah, and it looked like you were as excited as we were to be watching the program. You described the format as sort of like Coke Classic, and that's sort of the beauty of the series, isn't it? And thankfully, they didn't make any major changes, just the budget, to the format of the show.
Yeah, although, you know, it is 10 years later, and of course, it's 20 years since that budget was set. So even though the budget has been doubled, the designers they're definitely pushed to the limit, and they need every penny to make it happen. But other than that, yeah, it's the same show. I mean, we tried to open it up a little bit more, like not have to necessarily be strict neighbors. Like, for instance, we did two teachers' lounges. So it was two schools in the same neighborhood, an elementary school and a middle school. And that was really special. And people have been asking us to go into schools for years. So that was really exciting. And those teachers needed it so badly.
Yes. You mentioned the budget. Is that part of the success of the series, the relatable budget? Because I don't have $100,000 for a room makeover. $2,000 we can probably put together. Is that part of it? Besides being enjoyable, there is a takeaway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Trading Spaces was incredibly relatable. You know, time constraint of these trades is 100% real. It is really done in 2 days, and the budget was strictly adhered to. So although you might not be able to recreate that exact room or something similar in the same amount of time or budget, only because we have professional designers and carpenters leading the way,
yes,
and you're dedicating literally every hour of your day to making the trade happen, it showed that you could do something in a little bit of time with a little bit of money, or an attainable amount of money. And I think that helped people realize that interior design didn't have to be a hoity-toity only for the, you know, elite situation, that, you know, anybody can make their home a little more special and a little more themselves and a little more unique and take the time and money to do that.
Let's talk about what you do and do so well, which is hosting everybody through this experience. And I say hosting, it's more than that. You're sort of like a psychologist, a mediator from time to time, aren't you?
I do get called that, a counselor, a mediator.
Yes.
I mean, I think of myself very much as not just hosting the television program, but hosting the experience itself. I mean, I am the person that kind of holds the hands of the homeowners as they go through this change and this experience. It sometimes puts me in a unique spot in that I want to be the advocate for the homeowners, but I also have so much love and adoration and friendship and respect for the designers on our show that I often find myself their advocate as well, like encouraging the homeowners to just kind of give in a little and relinquish some control to have an experience that's not something they would have thought of on their own. That's kind of the biggest part of Trading Spaces that is was unique in its day and is still unique to all the other shows that came after it, the homeowners don't really have a say. They don't have any say in what's happening in the room. I mean, they can say what they would like.
But yes.
That doesn't mean that's what's going to happen.
Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's really supposed to push them outside of their comfort zone. And Trading Spaces always takes interior design and remembers that it's entertainment and it's a television show, and that sometimes those wild, crazy rooms are just the ticket to inspire someone to be more bold at home.
I got a minute or so.
A little more than we normally would do.
About a minute or so left. One of the qualities you have is timing. Talk about that challenge, because sometimes you want to let the scene sort of play out, and other times you need to step in before it gets real uncomfortable for everybody.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's just having sensitivity.
Yes, yes.
You know, sometimes it's important to let people speak their mind. So, say, if the cameras are rolling and something's getting heated, or someone's crying, you don't really want to stop them because they also have to get it out. You know, it's their right to say what they feel and what they think. And then you have to maybe calm them down and bring them back around to some, you know, sanity.
Yeah, yes. But there's the therapist counselor role coming in as part of the host job on Trading Spaces.
The whole thing about Trading Spaces, though, is that for the most part, I mean, the largest percentage of our rooms are always happy endings.
Yes.
And even the people who say that, you know, oh, our friends are going to hate this, and then their friends come back, I tell them to open their eyes, and they love it. So, you know, it's easy for me along the way in the 2 days to, like, have faith that I can convince these teams to trust, because it works out. It usually works out. Sometimes it doesn't, but it usually works.
Most of the time, tears of joy you'll see at the end of Trading Spaces. Paige Davis, the host, back for Season 10. Once again, must-see TV, premiering Saturday, March 16th, 8 Eastern Pacific on TLC. Paige, congratulations on the success of all you've got going, including the return to Trading Spaces. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.